From Washington, this is VOA News. Kurdish forces in Syria are getting reinforcements. Zambia's president dies in London. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Kurdish fighters in northern Syria are getting reinforcements in their battle against Islamic State militants in the town of Kobani. A group of about 50 rebels from the Free Syrian Army arrived today in Kobani after crossing into Syria from Turkey. Also today, a group of Iraqi Kurdish fighters flew into an airport in Turkey and proceeded toward the Syrian border under the escort of Turkish security forces. The rate of new Ebola infections in Liberia appears to be declining. WHO Assistant Director General Bruce Alward says it could be a trend, but that the epidemic is far from over.
This thing will go on for a very, very long time at lower rates of transmission. So you've got to exploit those opportunities as they arise, step up your game. And if anything, this should be really a sign that, look, make those investments because this can be turned around, this virus can be stopped eventually, but it's going to take a very, very aggressive program of work to capitalize on those opportunities.
Meanwhile, the AFP News Service is saying U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has ordered that U.S. troops returning from West Africa be quarantined for 21 days. Hagel called the mandated supervised isolation a prudent measure to prevent the spread of Ebola. Zambian Vice President Guy Scott has been named the country's interim president following the death of President Michael Sata. Zambia's defense minister announced the news in the capital, Lusaka, today, less than 24 hours after Sata died in London, where he was undergoing treatment for an undisclosed illness. This is VOA News. An unmanned commercial rocket that was carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after liftoff Tuesday. The incident happened just after sunset at the NASA launch facility at Wallops Island, Virginia, off the Atlantic coast. The Antares rocket was just a few seconds into flight when it blew up. Russia, the European Union, and Ukraine have resumed talks aimed at ending a Russian natural gas supply cut. Ukraine's energy minister, Yuri Prodan, is meeting his Russian counterpart, Alexander Novak, in Brussels for negotiations mediated by European Union Energy Commissioner Gunter Oettinger.
Last issue is which structure of protocols or of agreements, which legal and technical structure is the best one acceptable for both parties.
Oettinger said there is a 50% chance an interim agreement can be reached. The U.S. State Department says comments made by an unnamed administration official criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were inappropriate and counterproductive. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry feels strongly that a war of words is not productive from either side. The U.S. Central Bank has ended an effort to stimulate the economy by purchasing billions of dollars worth of bonds each month. Today's announcement by the Federal Reserve ended a program called quantitative easing. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon is calling for action to prevent another famine in Somalia. He says more than 3 million people are in need of humanitarian aid. He called for stability and unity in the leadership of the nation.
I urge Somalia's leaders to overcome differences and remain united and focus on country's peace building and state building priorities. Somalia needs continuity and stability at this critical time.
Ban Ki-moon. North Korea has rejected South Korea's offer to resume high-level talks. The North cites concern over leaflets sent over the border by South Korean activists. North Korea says it is prepared to allow what would be an unprecedented visit to the country by the United Nations human rights officials. The proposal was made this week during talks between North Korean diplomats and a special UN human rights investigator. The investigation comes with an important condition. North Korea wants a proposed UN resolution to drop language recommending that North Korea be tried in the International Criminal Court for alleged human rights abuses. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. Europe's markets closed mixed today. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.